Let's begin with prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for the word that we heard this morning.
亲爱的主，感谢你今天早上我们听到的信息。
I thank you for how you work in our lives to mold us in your image.
我们也感谢主在我们的生命之中塑造我们成为你的形象。
To make us what you want us to be.
也让我们成为你想让我们也成为的样子。
Now I ask that you will continue to speak to us today.
求主能够继续对我们说话。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
At the end of...I teach a freshman Bible class at the college.
我在大学里是教大学一年级的学生一门课。
And so this year I volunteered to continue teaching that because I enjoy teaching the freshmen.
因为今年我牧师在大学里，他实际上是自愿去教课的，因为他已经在我们教会是全职在服侍了。
So、
可是他喜欢跟大学生讲课，所以他自愿去教的。
At the end of the year, I give them an assignment to test.How much they have learned.
所以到了学期末，他就给他们一个测验，来看看他们这学期学了些什么。
One of my goals for the class is that the freshmen will be able to then go and teach a Sunday school class or preach a sermon, do something, and show that they really know how to take the Bible and teach it to others.
我的一个目标就是让这些大学的新一年级的新生，在听了这门课以后呢，就可以在教会里教主日学，甚至来讲道，能够把他们的在教会在圣经里学到的东西跟别人分享，能够来教导别人。
So at the end of the year, I give them an assignment. Each of them has 8 minutes.
所以年末的时候，我给他们一个作业，就是每个人有8分钟的时间。
Just take a section of the Bible and teach it to the class.
就是在圣经里找到一段经节，能够跟来讲8分钟的课讲道。
So we just finished that project.
我们刚刚完成了这个作业。
And after the first day's students were done, I said to the class, there is a problem in how you are doing your presentations.
在第一天结束以后，我就跟那学生们说，你们这个演示啊，有一些问题。
You only have 8 minutes.
你们只有八分钟的时间。
And you're trying to do too much.
你们这想要讲的话太多了。
And so you start to talk very fast and try to hurry, and no one knows what you're saying.
所以你们在讲的时候就速度特别快，不不不不，使劲讲，希望把材料都能讲完。
Just like that.
就像这么说的。
And all of a sudden, I stopped and kind of started to laugh.
然后突然我就停下来笑起来了。
Because I remembered 2 months ago when we did the Proverbs class.
因为我记得我在这个教会里，我讲到箴言的这个主日学的课的时候
，And I had about 3 hours of material to try to fit into 45 minutes.
我们主日学的课只有45分钟，可是我准备了3个小时的材料。
And I talked as fast as I could to get it all in.
所以我也是拼命的越讲越快，越讲快，希望把所有的东西都讲完。
And I skipped a bunch of stuff.
然后有一些部分就可能没法子讲，所以只好凑够跳过去。
And now I understand how my students feel.
所以现在我就体会我的学生是什么感受了。
So with Elder Yang's permission, I asked him, could I go back and review a little bit of last time a little more slowly?
所以我特别的请求杨长老给我这个允许，让我能够回顾一下我们上一次课学到的内容。
Rather than just to hurry on.
我也就是这样的话就不用那么赶着往前讲。
So some of this will be review.
所以我们今天要讲的这个 Are you wise? 你智慧吗？你有智慧吗？是从上一课实际上有一个回顾。
Hopefully some of this will fill in some gaps that I skipped last time.
我也希望上次我有些跳过去的经节，我们今天可以去讲一讲。
I ask you to think about last time. Are you wise?
上次主日学这个讲到这门课的时候，我请大家要思想一下，你有智慧吗？
And I said to you that John Calvin tells us there are 2 aspects of wisdom.
因为约翰加尔文曾经给我们，他有一句名言是这样说的，他说我们在生活之中有2个问题。
To know God.
我们要认识神。
What I call the fear of the Lord, and I'm going to talk about that some more this morning.
认识神也就是去敬畏神。今天牧师还要再讲。
And then to know ourselves.
第二个就是要认识我们自己。
Proverbs ask us to look at ourselves and say, am I a wise person?
就箴言书一直让我们要看看我们自己，请查我们自己，问我是不是个有智慧的人。
You read through Genesis through Deuteronomy, the law.
你从这个创世纪和这个民数这个 Deuteronomy 是生命记之中，你都会看到这个法律法。
And it says, do this, do this, do this.
律法一直在跟你讲要这样做那样做那样做。
Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this.
你就说不要这样做不要这样做不要这样做。
Proverbs doesn't do that.
但箴言不是这样说的。
Proverbs says,
箴言是这么说。
A wise person does this.
一个智慧人这么做。
A foolish person does this.
一个愚昧人这么做。
You must choose.
所以你必须做一个选择。
And it shows us the end of the path of the wise person is life.
你让他箴言也让我们看到说，这个智慧人最终的结果是生命。
Life here is better if we are wise.
如果我们有智慧的话，在这个世上的生命也会更好一些。
And our eternal destiny is better.
而且我们永恒的生命的最终的结果也会更好些。
And then it says the end of the path of the foolish is death.
然后箴言也是说，一个愚昧人最终的结果是死亡。
It brings trouble into our life now.
在我们今生这个世上的生命，它给愚昧会给我们带来很糟糕的一个结果。
And it leads to the wrong eternal destiny.
而且这个永恒的生命，它会把我们带向一条错路。
So Proverbs is looking at how do I become a wise person.
所以箴言的目的就是我们怎样才成为能够成为智慧的人。
If you'll turn to Proverbs chapter 1.
如果你打开箴言的第一章
I skipped over this last time and I want to go back and pick it up and that is just briefly a description of what wisdom is about.
我上次没有时间讲这部分所以跳过去了但今天我们想要看看这个智慧究竟是关于什么的。
I like Proverbs because it starts by telling us at the beginning of the book, this is what I'm going to teach you.
我很喜欢箴言书因为他在第一章就告诉我们我要跟你讲的是 教导的是什么东西。
I have said to our college students who are going to be teachers.
我跟大学那些学生以后想要成为教师的那些学生也是这么讲。
Sometimes students don't pay much attention.
有时候啊你的学生根本就不会 注意听讲。
And so you must help them.
你必须要帮助他们。
And so I said to the students,
所以我就对学生说
You must tell your students what you are going to teach them.
你要告诉你的学生你要给他们 教导什么。
You must teach it to them.
然后把这部分教导给他们。
And then when you are done, you must say to the students, this is what I taught you.
然后讲完之后你要再跟他们说这就是我教导你们的。
Gives three times.
所以要讲三次。
Three chances for you to get it.
要讲三次他们才能够也许听进去。
That's what Proverbs does. He starts by saying, this is what I'm going to teach you.
箴言就是这么写的。他第一章他就说这就是我要教导你们的。
The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, verse 1.
他说以色列王大卫儿子所罗门的箴言。
To know wisdom and instruction.
要使人晓得智慧和训诲。
Those words tell us something about wisdom.
这些智慧和训诲就告诉我们什么是智慧。
Because when you hear this word instruction,
当你听到这个指导或者训诲
at least for me, it reminds me of school and homework and hard work.
因为训诲这个词让我听到我就会想到学校啊在学校里要做的作业啊这些辛苦的去学习啊
Proverbs is going to tell us that we become wise through effort
箴言是告诉我们要成为智慧人我们必须要付上努力
You don't just sit there and say Ah, I'll do nothing and maybe I'll become wise
你并不是说只是躺在那儿就想啊我什么都不用做我就可以变得有智慧
We become dumber by accident We don't become wiser by accident.
我们可能偶尔会变得就更笨了，但是我们不会偶尔的随机的就变得更有智慧。
I'm sorry, but a lot of people in our world don't understand that.
但是这个世界上很多人并不理解这一点。
Proverbs shows us that instruction, wisdom requires effort.
这个箴言一直是告诉我们说，要有智慧和训诲，我们是需要付上努力的。
Now you might say, "Oh, that's not right."
你说那不对啊。
James 1 says, if you lack wisdom, ask of God who giveth it to you liberally, freely.
因为约翰一书，约翰是这么说的，说如果你缺少智慧，你就求神，神就会白白的赐给你智慧。
That's true.
那是没错啊。
But what you forget is this.
但是你忘掉这一点。
James says, chapter 1 verse 5,
约翰一书第一章第五节
If you lack wisdom, ask God and he'll give it to you.
如果你缺乏智慧求神他会给你
And then for five chapters, he shows us how God gives that to us so freely.
这是雅各书对不起不是约翰一书是雅各书然后他又用后面的五章都一直在说你怎么样神是怎么样白白的把智慧给人
God looks and says, you want to be wise.
他说你想要成有智慧
A wise person is a patient person.
一个有智慧的人是有耐心的人。
And James says,
然后雅各说
God says, trouble and tribulation and problems help build patience.
遇到的困难，你所经历的苦难，这些都会让你有智慧。
And so guess what God allows into my life?
所以你想想看，雅各这么说是意味着什么？神会允许什么事在我生命中发生呢？我会遇到困难，我会遇到一些苦难。
Why?
为什么？
Because I said, God, I want to be wise.
因为我跟神说，主啊，我想要有智慧。
And he said, okay, I'll help you with this.
神说，那好啊，我帮助你，让你得智慧。
Wisdom doesn't come by accident.
这我们不可能就这么偶然的一下就变得有智慧了。
It requires effort.
他需要我们付上努力。
That's why in verse 7 when he says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning, the foundation of knowledge.
所以这是箴言的第一章第七节说敬畏耶和华是知识的开端。
But fools despise wisdom and instruction.
但是愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
It means nothing to them. They won't put forth the effort to become wise.
愚妄人不愿意付上努力，他不愿意变得有智慧。
Then in verse 2 he says, no wisdom, instruction, to understand words of insight.
在第一章的第二节，要使人晓得智慧和训诲，分辨通达的言语。
I talked about that one a bit last time.
上次我跟大家讲，
It's the idea of discernment, the ability to choose between two paths.
就是这个，什么是智慧呢？要有能够有能力来选择，在对和错两条路之中做出选择。
Verse 3, he tells us that wisdom includes instruction in wise dealing or wise behavior.
第三节他说使人处事领受智慧仁义公平正直的训诲。
And he says that means you'll be righteous, just, equitable.
你将会有公平正直仁义正直。
That verse has the idea of this. To be wise means to know the right way to live and to live it.
有智慧就是你会选择在生命之中你知道选择正确的路而且把它能够活出来。
You see, Proverbs shows us there are those who know very well what is right.
圣言书告诉我们说有的人他非常清楚这个生命之中究竟什么是正确的。
But they don't live it.
但他们不把它活出来。
Is that a wise person?
这个人是有智慧的人吗？
Is it a smart person? Maybe.
这个人很聪明吗？也许很聪明。
They may have great intellect.
他们可能头脑之中有很多的知识，很聪明。
But it's not very wise to know the right path and go a different path.
但是如果他们知道什么是对的，却不去做，去另走选一条路，那他很有智慧吗？
Now to me, it's very ironic to read this in Proverbs.
对我来讲，在箴言之中看到这个很有讽刺意义。
Because who is the author of Proverbs?
因为谁是箴言书的作者呢？
Solomon.
Solomon.
Do you see the irony of this man?
你看到这个人这个讽刺性的这个。
Who writes these words and says to his son, "I want you to learn this so you'll know how to be wise."
你看所罗门写下了箴言书，然后对他的儿子说：“我希望你能读到这些，能够变得怎么能够有智慧。”
And he says right here at the beginning.
在开头就
Wisdom is going to be knowing and living the right path.
他说什么是有智慧，你就是能够知道什么是正确的，而且选择去做。
And then Solomon, in his old age,
但是我们知道所罗门在晚年的时候
turns and goes a different path.
他转向不去跟从神。
And I can imagine his son coming to him and saying, "Dad."Remember this verse that you taught me to memorize?
我可以想象他的儿子们后来就到他跟前说：“爸爸，你记得你当年给我们写这本书，让我们来读吗？”
Parents,
做父母的
，wisdom is important.
有智慧是非常重要。
Brother Chris reminded us this morning.
今天早上齐勇弟兄提醒我
，Your courage to live the right way.
你必须要有勇气去按照正确的方式来生活。
Or your lack of courage to go the wrong in going the wrong way.
但是如果你选择走错误的那条路，那你没有勇气。
Is going to influence the path of your children.
会影响到你孩子的人生之路。
No, we can't guarantee which direction they will go.
我们没法保证我们孩子会选择哪一条路。
They must choose.
他们必须做出选择。
But we can provide for them an example of the right path.
但是如果我们不能给他提供一个走正确的路的这样一个选择的一个榜样的话
，Solomon wrote these wonderful words about choosing the right path and living the wise way。
我们看到所罗门的箴言书一直在说要选择正确的路，而且要把这个正确的路活出来。
And then he fails to do it。
但是他自己本人其实并没有做到。
And if you go then to the history of Israel,
我们看看以色列的历史书，在这个列王记上看他的这个历史书。
You will see his sons and his descendants.
你看到所罗门的儿子和他的后代。
Following him.
就在跟着他。
Not in wisdom.
不是在走智慧的路。
But in folly.
但是而是走这个愚昧的路。
One reason it's important for us as parents.To learn wisdom and to live wisely.
作为我们做父母的一个很重要的一点，我们为什么要选择正确的路，而且要活出来
？Is to provide a path for our children to follow.
是为了给我们的孩子开出这样一条路，让他们可以跟着走。
Because far too many parents want to say to their children.
因为太多的家长对孩子说
，Don't do the way I do.
你别跟着我走。
Do what I say.
你听我说的就好了，你别看我做什么，你听我说的。
Don't do what I do.
可不要像我一样走这个错路。
That's not wise.
这实在是没有智慧。
Because they're going to follow, most likely, the path that you lead.
就是因为孩子们最有可能的是跟着你做什么，他们做什么，而不是会听你说什么。
Then he goes on, wisdom is prudence and discretion.Prudence, verse 4.
第四节是愚人灵明，使少年人有知识和谋略。
This word has the idea of the ability to make a plan.
他说这个箴言啊，这些智慧的言语能够让你有一个计划。
In chapter 22, he's going to say a wise person, a prudent person, sees danger and hides from it.
因为在这个第二十二章箴言书二十二章，他会说到这个有智慧的人，他会看到前面的危险，就不那样，就不去往那儿走。
But the foolish march right into danger and stuff.
但是一个愚昧人就直直的就走到这个危险里去。
A wise person.
一个有智慧的人。
Is the person who before they make a decision.
在他们做一个决定之前。
They stop.
他们会停下来。
And they say, what will be the result of this action?
他们就会问自己，这个我这样做，这个结果会是什么？
The fool never asks that.
但是愚昧人从来不会这样问。
I this weekend was reading the memoirs of a man who was sentenced to prison for fraud.
我这个周末我在读一个人写的回忆录，他是因为他就是因为什么欺骗罪、诈骗罪而被关进监狱。
And in his memoirs, he's telling how this path started.
然后他在他的回忆录里就写这个究竟这条路是他走上诈骗这条路是怎么开始的。
He said he was running a small business.
他说他做了一个小生意。
It is payroll, the day to pay his employees.
哦，他每天他就是给他，因为他要给员工付钱，就付工资嘛。
One of his clients owes him $5,000 and is a day late paying.
但那天他有一个客户欠了他5000块钱没还给他。
So he decides I'll write a check that is rubber. It's I don't have money for it.
所以他没法给员工付工资，他说他我就写一个白条，开个白条。
But by the time my employee gets to the bank, I'll have money for it.
他说因为我们的这个等我的这个员工去银行领工资的时候，说不定这个钱就已经来了。
And he does it, and it works.
确实这次是啊，他给员工开白条，人拿工资那天，他这个钱正好
也就回来了。And so he does that with a little bit bigger amount.
所以他下次啊，这个可能欠五千块，他可能就欠更多。然后慢慢的，这个欠的这个款就越来越多。
And you can see where the story goes.
我们就知道最后的结果是什么。
Eventually.He's in trouble and he's in prison.
结果最终他造成了大麻烦，结果就是。
But here's the thing: as I read that yesterday, I stopped and I said, right here that first day.
所以昨天我在读他的回忆录的时候，我就想，在第一次他这么做的时候。
If someone could have said to him,
如果有个人能够跟他讲
，You're a smart man.
你是个很聪明的人。
Don't you see that spending money you don't have?Is going to someday lead to trouble.
你没看到吗？你在花你没有自己没有的钱，你有一天会把你引入麻烦的。
But here's what he said. He said, "It felt good."
他说，嘿，没问题啊，这个解决了。
To suddenly realize I'm not limited to just what I have.
他就意识到说，哎呦，我不需要只花我自己的钱，还可以花别人的钱。
I can use my business account.
我也可以用我公司的这个账户。
I can do this. I can shuffle all the money around, and as long as no one catches me.I just keep juggling.
他说我就好像这个就把这个球抛来抛去的，只要我能够解决最后收支平衡，能够给人付上钱，没人抓住我就没问题啊。
Now you might say I'm smarter than that. I'll never do that.
也许你会说，哎，我比那个聪明，我才不会这么做呢。
But Proverbs says,
但是箴言说,
here's what a wise person does.
一个智慧人怎么做呢?
They stop and they say,
他们停下来说,
the decision I'm getting ready to make,
他说我马上要做的这个决定,
the decision that feels best right now,
这个我目前觉得是最好的一个决定,
what is the end of that path?
这个路引到最后这个结果是什么?
A foolish person never asks that question.
一个愚昧人从来不会问这个问题。
They only ask,
他们就会问,
what feels good today?
今天我觉得自我感觉良好应该怎么做?
What will satisfy me today?
今天让我能够感到满足的是什么决定?
What is the easier path today?
今天来讲,对我来讲,哪一条路是更容易的?
The wise person says,
但是一个智慧的人,
5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road,
看到的是5年,10年,20年以后,
what is the end of this path? That's wisdom.
我这条路会把我引到哪里? 这才就是智慧。
And again, do you see then how crucial wisdom is in our every decision?
你看到吗? 在我们的每一个决定之中, 这个智慧有多么重要?
Because I told you last time,
我告诉你, 上一次跟大家分享过,
life is made up of a whole series of decisions.
我们的生命就是由一系列的决定组成的。
Many of them don't seem that important at the time.
在做决定的时候，也许只是个很小的决定，看起来一点都不重要。
This one, and 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 soon we have formed a life.
一个一个的小决定叠加在一起，最终就形成我们的人生。
Wisdom in all each of those little decisions is what guides us to a wise and fulfilling life.
在每一个小决定之中, 我们的智慧就可以让我们有一个智慧的人生。
The writer of Proverbs finishes all of this introduction by saying, here is where wisdom starts, verse 7, with the fear of the Lord.
第七节, 这个箴言的作者在第七节就总结说什么是智慧的开端, 敬畏耶和华是知识的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning, it's the root, it's the foundation.
敬畏耶和华是一切的，是智慧的根源，是智慧的基础，也是智慧的开端。
Because you see, the fear of the Lord is going to affect every aspect of your life.
因为对神的敬畏会影响到我们生活之中的每一个层面。
Because one of the goals of wisdom is to have a harmonious, smooth relationship with God and with the world around us.
因为智慧的一个目的就是让我们跟神、跟人、跟周围的人都有一个 非常平和，非常很顺利的关系。
And since wisdom builds on the fear of the Lord, that means the fear of the Lord is going to affect every other relationship we have.
因为我们对敬畏耶和华是我们知识的一个基础，是我们智慧的基础，所以如果我们对神的敬畏会影响到我们跟人、跟神的关系，我们生活的每一个层面。
We can't isolate it from the rest of our life.
我们不可以说我们敬畏神只是我们生活的一个部分，我把它跟别的都分开来，不可能的。
I had a student in Taiwan.
我有一个台湾的学生。
And I was going to meet her family.
有一次我要去见她的家人。
And I said, is your father a Christian?
我就问她说，你的父亲是基督徒吗？
And she said, he's a Sunday Christian.
结果学生说他是个星期天基督徒。
I can tell already, some of you know what that means.
我想大家都知道什么意思。
I didn't know what that means. I said, what's a Sunday Christian?
我就问他说什么是星期天基督徒啊。
And she gave me a very good definition.
然后他就形容得很形象。
He is a Christian on Sunday.
他只在星期天是基督徒。
But he makes sure it doesn't affect his life the other days.
他说这个星期天的生活对他别的几天的生活，他很在意的，让他们跟别的生活是分开的，毫无相关的。
And I thought, ah.
我说啊，
I'm afraid I know many Sunday Christians.
我是说我可能认识很多的星期天基督徒。
Who come to church on Sunday?
他们星期天来教会。
But are very careful not to let it affect their lives Monday through Saturday.
但他们很小心地让他们星期天的生活不影响一周其他六天的日子。
Proverbs says the fear of the Lord doesn't work that way.
这个圣箴言说，这个敬畏神、敬畏耶和华不是这样的。
Because wisdom or the lack of wisdom,
因为智慧或者说没有智慧,
is going to affect my relationship with my children.
会影响我跟孩子的关系。
It's going to affect my relationship with my spouse.
会影响我跟我配偶的关系。
It's going to affect my speech and how I relate to those around me.
也会影响我说话的方式，影响我听我说话的人。
My honesty, my self-discipline, all of these things are going to be affected by the fear of the Lord.
敬畏耶和华也决定我是不是诚实，我跟周围的人的关系。
And so wisdom will affect all areas of my life.
所以智慧会影响我生命之中的每一个方面，每一个层面。
And the fear of the Lord will affect all areas of my life.
敬畏耶和华也会影响我生命之中的每一个方面。
Now, I talked to you last time about the different types of fools.
上次我们讨论就谈到说愚人、愚昧人有究竟有几种类型。
The simple, the one who is young and naive.
头脑简单的、天真的，这是一种愚昧人。
The one who is more determined in his folly.
然后在他这个他愚昧的这个路上，他更加有决断，就是决定自己要这么选择的这种愚昧人。
And I finished by talking to you about the scorner, the mocker.
然后我又最后讲到这个愚顽人 ，the mocker 就是亵慢人。
The one who not only is foolish but rejoices in guiding others into folly.
这种人不仅自己是愚昧，还甚至指导别人，让他们走同样的愚昧的人的路。
The one who affects others and influences them away from wisdom.
这样的亵慢人，他不止自己是愚昧，他还影响他周围的人，让他们也成为愚昧人。
I want to talk a little bit this afternoon about some characteristics of a fool.
我想要今天下午我们一起来讨论一下这个作为一个愚昧人有些什么特点。
Proverbs tells us how to evaluate ourselves.
箴言也告诉我们怎么样来检查我们自己，来对我们自己有一个评价。
Am I foolish?
我是愚昧人吗？
Now let me say before I go through this list.
我们在这条单子打开这条单子之前，我来问一下。
All of us are wiser in some areas than in others.
我们每个人可能都在某些方面有智慧，但是在别的方面可能缺乏智慧。
So if I talk about an area and you say, oh,I'm kind of foolish in that area.
如果我谈到一个部分一个领域，你说啊，我在那方面可能有点愚昧。
Don't say, I'm a fool.
你别对自己说啊，我是个傻瓜，我是愚昧。
There's no hope for me.
我没希望。
Because all of us have some areas where we're not wise.
因为我们每个人可能在某一些方面都会有一些智慧，但是有些方面要缺乏智慧。
And I've come to feel that one of the characteristics of a wise person.
我感觉到说一个作为一个智慧人，他的一个性格特点是什么呢
？Is to be wise enough to know which areas I'm not wise.
他有这个智慧，他知道某一个方面我可能不够有智慧，他有这样的智慧来发现自己。
There are some areas where I am not wise and I really need someone else's wisdom to help me make good decisions.
因为在某些方面我可能也不够有智慧，所以我也希望有人能够帮助我来做出在这些方面能够有做出智慧的决定。
And so don't take this list and say, ah,、oh, this means there's no hope.
你别看着我列出这么一个单子说这个愚昧人是这样这样这样，你一看说哎呀我都符合，我肯定没希望。
In fact, Proverbs says that the fool is the first person who says,Ah, I'm wise. I understand everything. I can even help you with wisdom.
你知道吗？箴言上说，这个一个愚昧人的一个特点就是，他是可以自己跟很得意的说，我是很有智慧的，我甚至可以帮着你能够更有智慧。
The truly wise person has the humility to say, I need help.
但是一个真正有智慧的人，他会有这个谦卑的心，他说我需要人帮助。
But here are some characteristics of a fool.
但是一个愚昧人有这些特点。
A fool is unrealistic.
一个愚昧人他不现实。
He's unrealistic about himself and his abilities.
他对他自己和他自己的能力都不现实。
He's unrealistic about life.
他对于人生的看法也不现实。
He thinks wisdom is easy to get.
他觉得这个智慧是很容易得到的。
And he goes through life blindly.
他就这么盲目的就走向生活。
Proverbs 17:16 says,Why is there money in the hand of a fool to buy wisdom? 17:16.
箴言书第十七章十六节。十七章十六节是这么说：愚昧人既无聪明，为何手拿价银买智慧呢
？Why is there money to buy wisdom when he has no sense?
他这个愚昧人根本就没有感觉，他为什么他想拿着银子去买智慧
？You see, the fool does not value. Wisdom.
因为这个智慧 这个愚昧人对愚昧人来说，智慧不没有什么价值。
He has no sense of the importance of wisdom and the difficulties of life.
他对于这个人生的苦难、人生的困难和这个智慧的价值都毫无感觉。
And so, if you said to him,
如果你对他说
，There's a store down on Lantana that is selling wisdom.
他说，你说在那个兰坦纳街上有一家店卖智慧。
Here's $5. Go buy some.
我有五块钱，你去买一些智慧来。
He would say, a fool would say,
一个愚昧人会说
Why do I need wisdom?
我干嘛需要智慧呢？
I think I'll use that and go to Starbucks.
我用这个钱，我到 Starbucks 买杯咖啡好了。
Because the fool is unrealistic about life.
因为是愚昧人对人生、对生活没有一个不现实，有一个不现实的看法。
Doesn't understand the importance of being wise.
他不知道智慧对他有什么价值。
He's unrealistic about the future.
他对于未来也没有，也没不现实。
Proverbs 17:24.
这个箴言书十七章二十四节。
The eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth.
明哲人眼前有智慧。
They have no ability to focus on a goal and work towards it.
他说愚昧人仰望地极，他们没有这个能力能够看到，集中他们的目光集中在这目标上去做。
His eyes are just floating from one idea to another, never.Concentrating on one thing to get it done.
这个愚昧人就是眼光就是很零散，东看西看，他没法定睛到他的目标上去，朝向目标去努力。
Remember, I told you that the simple refers to someone who is young, and they're not wise because they're still young.
因为我们讲过，这个愚昧人的首先这是头脑简单，因为尤其是年轻人头脑简单，所以他看不到人生的一些问题。
Some of our children when they were 10.
我们的孩子们在青少年的时候。
On Monday, they were going to be a policeman.
在星期一他就想我以后要做警察。
On Tuesday, they were going to be a fireman.
到星期二他就想要去做救火员。
On Wednesday, they were going to be president of the United States.
到了星期三他想要做美国总统。
On Thursday, they were going to be a professional boxer.
到了星期四以后做职业拳击手。
And it's okay because they're children.
因为他们还是孩子，所以没关系。
Sadly,
但是让人难过的是
I have met some 50-year-olds.
我也遇到过一些都五十岁的人了。
Who on Monday they're going to do this?
然后他们星期一想着我打算。
And on Tuesday they're going to do this.
然后星期二又改了主意要那么做。
And on Wednesday they're going to do this.
到星期三他们又变主意了，又要做那件事了。
At 10 years old, that's okay.
对于一个十岁的孩子没关系。
You're simple.
他们因为头脑简单嘛。
But at 50, you're not simple, you're foolish.
到了五十岁你就不是头脑简单，你是愚蠢。
Because wisdom requires the ability. Now, if you're just got through changing jobs, please don't be offended.
如果你只刚刚换了一个职业，换了个工作，你可别觉得我是在批评你，不是这个意思。
But if you changed jobs 4 times last week, you really need to hear this.
但如果上个星期你一个星期里换了四次工作，你真的要听一听了。
Wisdom requires the ability.
智慧就是你需要有这样的能力。
To set a goal.
你设定一个目标。
And to focus on it.
然后目光集中在这个目标上。
You know, that's one reason we heard last week I'm sorry, I forgot the name, but our
父母师
Yes.
上个星期父母师来讲到。
Marriage, child raising.
他讲到婚姻和子女。
One reason it's very difficult is this.
他说有一个原因是什么？
Some of you are good at math, and you will understand.
你们可能有的人数学挺不错的，你会。
It takes 18 years to get that baby from being a baby to being an adult.
你养一个孩子从一个小 baby 小婴儿养到18岁，你18年呢？
And that's a long time.
这很长的一段时间让他成人。
And a lot of parents think that a baby is sort of like a hamster.
我们有的家长就觉得我们的小宝宝就像那个养的那个小老鼠一样的。
You know, you get the little hamster and he's kind of cute and pretty soon he's going to be gone anyway.
你养那么一个小老鼠当宠物，然后觉得好可爱啊，给它喂饱了，它过几天反正它就要走了。过段时间那个因为那种小老鼠养不了多久。
I know this isn't very profound truth, but you need to hear it.
我听起来这个我希望大家能够注意听。
A baby is not a hamster.
一个小宝宝不是一个小豚鼠一个宠物。
You can't feed him to the cat. Never mind. And what I mean is this.
我的意思是
Parents,
做家长的
We are responsible to plan and to train our children for the long term.
我们对他们的人生是有要负责的，要有一个计划，因为他这十八年才能长成一个成人。
And that means what is easy today.
那就意味着今天很容易的事情。
What might make them happy today and stop some tears today?
今天我们可能为了让他别哭了，让他高兴，我们让他允许他做这样的事。
May not be what they need to become the kind of adults that we're trying to raise them to be.
也许就多年以后，对他们成长为一个负责的成年人，让我们成为他们想要我们想要他们成长成的人，没有帮助。
And a wise parent who is realistic about the future.
一个有智慧的家长，对家未来这个有能够有这个有能够有认识的一个家长
，says I will pay the price.
会说我会愿意付上代价，我愿意付上代价。
I will pay the price of some tears today.
在今天，也许他掉一些眼泪，今天不高兴。
Train my child in the way.
但是我要训练他，让他能够走上一条正路。
We're not going to be wise parents if our eyes are at the ends of the earth.
如果我们的眼光都是也是很零散的，东看西看，没有一个集中的目标的话，我们不会是有智慧的家长。
Our guest last week talked about marriage.
上星期我们的父母师也讲到这个婚姻。
If you think 18 years is a long time,
你觉得十八年很长吗
？You might be married 50 years.
你可能结婚五十年呢。
And again, if your math isn't good, that's more than 18.
你们数学都很好，五十年可比十八年长嘛。
And I'm not even going to say a wife isn't a hamster.
我根本就不会说你的太太就像你的小宠物一样，不是那样的。
But again,
又一次的。
If I want a strong marriage,
如果我想要有一个很坚定的婚姻。
If my goal in marriage, as we heard last week, is that a husband and a wife are helping each other to grow stronger in the image of Christ.
如果我们婚姻的目的是让这个丈夫跟妻子能够共同成长，最后更像基督的形象。
That requires a long time, long-term commitment.
那需要一个很长很长时间的一个尾声。
A commitment that goes through times of pain and stays true.
就是在做困难时期，在痛苦的时候，也能够要持守真理。
A commitment that says we are here for the long term.
而且有这样的一个尾声，说我们是要长期的，要有这个彼此的尾声。
And we won't give up.
我们不会放弃。
But the fool can't do that.
但是愚昧人做不到。
The fool is constantly jumping from idea to idea.
一个愚昧人就是不停的从这个想法蹦到另一个想法，一直没有定见。
The fool is unrealistic.
他对现实没有一个现实的看法。
The fool is undisciplined.
他们也没有自律。
Because wisdom discipline requires me to say no to myself today.
什么是自律呢？就是今天能够对我自己说 no， 我今天不这么做。
For the sake of the future.
因为是为了未来的缘故，我今天选择不能这么做。
Right?
这就是自律。
Self-control is about saying no to myself today.
自律就是控制我自己，能够今天对我自己说不，这个不，我不这么做。
Now let me give you a test.
我跟大家有个小测验。
How many of you enjoy saying no to yourself and what you want?
你们中间，你对你想要的东西，你说不，不能这么去拿到的，你是不是喜欢这样做？有多少人喜欢对自己说 no， 说不？举手。
Okay, good. It was a test of your honesty. If you raised your hand, I knew you were honest.
我在测验大家是不是诚实，没有人举手，看着都很诚实，因为很难对自己说 no.
Saying no to ourselves is not fun.
对我们自己说不能这样做，其实很不好玩，没意思。
But discipline is about saying no to what I want today.
但是自律就是对我自己想要的东西说不，今天不这样。
Because I am wise and see down the road a better path.
因为我是有智慧的，我知道这个从长远眼光看，我今天这样对我自己说不，是有好处。
Fool is undisciplined with his money.
但是这愚昧人对他的钱财是没有自律。
There's precious treasure in the dwelling of the wise.
他说这个在金钱方面，这个是。
But a foolish man swallows it up.
智慧人家中积蓄宝物高油，愚昧人得来就随得来随吞下。
Later this year, I hope to talk about wisdom and money.
我们之后这一年之后的这个我的讲道还要讲到这个智慧跟金钱的关系。
But you see, the wise plans and thinks.
智慧人会知道制定计划。
And says no to today's desires in order to plan for the future.
他对他今天的这个渴望的东西说不，但是他是为了为未来做积蓄，能够做计划。
But the foolish man swallows it up. He wastes everything he has.
但是一个愚昧人就得到什么就立刻就吞到肚里，他根本就不去为将来打算。
The fool is undisciplined with his temper.
一个愚昧人对自己的脾气也没有自律。
Listen to Proverbs 29. A fool always loses his temper.
愚妄人怒气全发。
But a wise man holds it back.
智慧人忍气含怒。
Proverbs 12, a fool's vexation is known at once.
这个十二箴言的十二章。
The fool just cannot wait to give you a piece of his mind.
一个愚昧人他会让你知道他的脾气就是很糟，他第一 他就会让你看清楚。
But a wise person is disciplined.
但是一个智慧人是有自律的。
Is able to control himself and his responses.
他可以控制他自己，能够管住他自己，而且他知道他的责任。
The fool is undisciplined with his mouth.
一个愚昧人对他的嘴也是没有，也管不住他的嘴。
Proverbs says the mouth of fools spout folly.
他说这个愚昧人的口吐出愚昧。
Quickly, a fool is unreliable.
而且一个愚昧人是不可靠的。
He's unreliable in his work. He's unreliable in his words.
他的口里所出的话和他的做的事情都是不可靠。
The fool is unteachable.
而且这个愚昧人是不受教的。
Why? Because he values his folly more than he values learning.
因为愚昧人他珍视他自己，他觉得他的愚昧是对他更宝贵，比受教要更重要。
Even when you try to teach a fool,
甚至当你去想要去教导一个愚昧人的时候，
he's going to resent you.
他也会对你生气，
because he enjoys his folly and he doesn't want to be awakened from it.
因为他不想从他的愚昧中醒过来，他就享受他的愚昧。
But I want to finish today by talking about how we become wise.
我今天我想要谈谈我们怎么样能够变得有智慧。
How do we learn wisdom?
我们怎样才能学到智慧呢？
Because maybe you read through Proverbs and you say, ah, this sounds like me. I've got an area of folly.
也许你在读箴言的时候看到这部分，你说，哎呀，这听起来有点像我。我在这个方面真的很愚昧。
Maybe you say, yeah, I'm undisciplined with my tongue. I'm foolish in that area.
也许你会说，我的这个自律很差，这就是这方面我真的很愚昧。
Or you read that about your temper and you say,If it's true that a fool's anger is known at once, that's me.
也许你又读到说控制脾气这方面，你说，哎呀，愚昧人无法控制他的这个脾气，那就是我。我的脾气总是让人一看就知道我是。
Let me say five things.
我想要说五件事。
Proverbs says we learn wisdom from instruction.
我们看到这个箴言书说，我们怎么样学到智慧是从训诲、
Proverbs、
教导、训诲。
22。
二十二章，箴言二十二章。
Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise. Apply your heart. Listen, learn wisdom.
Chapter 22, which
verse 17.
第十七章，第十七节。你须侧耳听受智慧人的言语，留心领会我的知识。
Listen to instruction.
你要侧耳听智慧人的指导。
Chapter 1, verse 8 is going to say to the young, listen to your parents. Learn from the instruction of your parents.
箴言第一章第八节说，我儿要听你父亲的训诲。
Listen to instruction.
要听你父亲的训诲。
Proverbs says, listen to nature.
而且要听自然，大自然的话。
And that's my fault. I left it off the PowerPoint. Sorry. Listen to nature.
要听大自然的话。
Proverbs 6 gives us an example of this.
在第六章他给我们一个例子。
He's writing to a lazy person.
他这是给一个很懒的人讲话。
And he says, how do I teach this lazy person?
他说我怎么样才能教这个懒惰的人
to be wise?
要更有智慧呢？
Chapter 6 verse 6 he says, go look at the ants.
箴言的第六章第六节，懒惰人呐，你去查看蚂蚁的动作就可以。
Learn wisdom from the ants.
你要从蚂蚁那儿来学智慧。
Watch how they work and plan.
你看看他们是怎样在努力的工作。
And you'll learn something of wisdom.
在定计划，你就可以得到智慧。
Listen to correction.
你要听别人来教导你，指正你。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
我们看看第二十二章。 12章第1节。
Let me give you another test.
喜爱管教的就是喜爱知识。
Chapter 12, verse 1. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge. But he who hates reproof is stupid. Now let me give you a test. How many of you love to be rebuked and reproved?
你们有多少人是喜欢受责备的？举手。喜欢被人批评、被人责备的？
No, I didn't think so. And that's a problem.
没人举手, 这是个问题。
Because listen to what it says.
因为看一看这个箴言12章第1节怎么说。
Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge.
喜爱管教的就是喜爱知识。
But he who hates reproof, I didn't say it, he said it, is stupid.
这个牧师念的这个版本他说是 恨恶责备的就是很愚昧。 但是这个箴言上我们这个
So maybe we should all close our eyes as I ask again. How many hate reproof?
你们有些哪些人是恨恶责备的？举手。 我们都闭上眼睛，你就尽管举手。
I thought about this verse.
我想了想这个境界。
And I thought, how is this true?
我说怎么可能呢？
No one likes it when someone says.
没人喜欢,
You're wrong.
没人喜欢被批评，被指出来说你错了，不是。
But he said, if I hate reproof, I'm stupid.
但是这上面说的恨恶责备的就是愚昧，就是畜类，就像畜类一样没有见识。
And it seems to me that here's what he's saying to us.
他在跟我们说的是什么呢？
The moment of discipline.
那个在被责备的那个。
The moment of reproof.
在被责备被教训的时候。
Is never fun.
真的不好玩。
I'm never going to walk out of my boss's office and say, I am so glad he yelled at me.
我不可能从老板的办公室出来说，哎呀，太高兴，老板今天批了我一顿。
It just doesn't feel good.
那实在感觉很难受。
But I think here's what he's saying.
但是听听这个箴言的作者想说什么。
The foolish person.
一个愚昧人。
Walks out of the boss's office.
他从老板的办公室走出来。
And says, that stupid boss.
他说那个蠢老板。
Always picking on me.
总是在那挑我的错。
I could do his job better than he does anyway.
我要做老板肯定比他做的强。
The only reason he's boss is he's related to the owner.
他做老板只是因为他在上面有关系。
I'm not going to listen to that stuff.
我才不要听他胡说。
And he leaves, and he's foolish, and continues to grow in folly.
这个愚昧人就这样从老板的办公室走开，他就会在自己愚昧的路上越走越远。
The wise person leaves his boss's office.
但一个智慧人从老板办公室出来。
And probably says some of the same things.
他可能气得不行，也会这么说。
That hurt.
这实在是伤我。
I can do better than he does.
我做老板比他做的好。
The only reason he's the boss is he's the owner's son.
他说他为什么做老板？因为他是那个大老板的儿子嘛。
But then he goes home and he sits down.
然后这个智慧人回到家坐下来。
And he says,
他就对他自己说,
is there anything in what he said that is true?
老板批评我的那些话有没有什么是对的？
What can I learn from what he said?
从他说的话里面我能学到什么？
No, I'm not guilty of that that he said.
第一个他批评的这个不对，我对这个没有罪恶感。
You know what, this over here, yeah.
这第二他提的第二点呢？
He's right, I hate to admit it, but he's right.
我不想承认，但是他说的是对的。
And out of maybe a whole bunch of false, he finds something that makes him better.
所以这老板批评他的这一堆事情里，他说不定有几件他的确觉得老板说的是有道理，是对的，他就可以学到他的功课。
You understand?
你明白的意思吗？
Because the wise person wants to get better, wants to get wiser.
因为一个智慧人是想要能够变得更有智慧，能够做得更好。
And so the wise person listens to correction.
所以一个智慧人他是愿意接受指正的。
And even values it.
甚至他能够 看到这个指正的价值。
17:10 says a rebuke goes deeper into a man of understanding than 100 blows into a fool.
他说这个17章10节, 一句责备话深入聪明人的心，强如责打愚昧人100下。
You beat the fool and they say, I'm not going to learn, I'm not going to learn, I'm not going to learn.
如果你拿着棍子去教训愚昧人，你揍他100下，他也学不到功课，他就说我还是不愿意学，不愿意学。
But you rebuke the wise.
但是你责备智慧人一次。
And they say that hurts.
他说这很伤伤，可能还是觉得有觉得很
痛。I didn't enjoy it.
他并不喜欢这样，但是。
But I want to learn.
但是我想要学。
I want to be wise.
我想要更有智慧。
Listen to correction.
我所以能够听指正我的话。
We become wise by listening to wise people.
我们能够变得更有智慧，也是可以通过去听从、倾听智慧人的话。
You become wise by spending time with people who are wise.
你和智慧人花时间在一起，你也可以变得更有智慧。
Chapter 13, verse 20. Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise.
第十三章第十
13:20.
第二十节，十三章二十节，与智慧人同行的必得智慧。
But the companion of fools will suffer harm.
和愚昧人作伴的必受亏损。
I read somewhere, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with.
我曾经读到一个说法说，你是你跟你相交关系最深刻的、最亲密的五个人的平均数。
In other words, the five people that you interact with the most, you are becoming more and more like those five people.
因为你跟这五个人的关系最亲密，所以你会越来越像他们。你大概你的程度就是他们的平均数。
I hope I don't end any friendships this afternoon.
我希望我不要这句话一说，你们跟某些人就断交了。
Do this gently when you go home.
但如果你想要跟某人断交，请很温和的去。
When you call someone and say, "I realize you're in my top five, and I don't want to be like you," so.
你可别回家就打电话说你是我的这个五个最亲密的人之一，我觉得你没什么好影响，所以我跟你断交。
Dinner tomorrow is off.
所以不要这样，明天就取消了我们的约会，不跟你吃饭了。
Don't be so blunt.
所以请不要这么粗鲁的去做。
But do you understand the truth here?
但是你知道这句话的意思吗？
I am becoming like the people that I surround myself with.
我周围跟我相交最亲密的是什么样的人，我就会变成那样的人。
And so Proverbs says, if I want to be wise,
所以这个箴言说，我们想要有智慧的话，
I must walk with the wise.
我必须与智慧人同行。
Because if I surround myself with fools, I will become more and more foolish.
如果我周围都是一些愚昧人，那么我就会越来越愚昧。
I don't know how this happens, but it.I see it almost infallibly in college freshmen.
我不知道这是怎么发生的，但是在大学，尤其大学一年级的新生，这个简直是。
I don't know how they do it.
我不知道他们为什么要这么做。
But the first day.
但是第一天。
People are coming, students, 18-year-olds from all over the country.
这十八岁的年轻人从国家的各个城市到这来到大学来上学。
And within 48 hours of getting to campus.
大概就在大学里48小时之内
there will be a group of young people who are serious about minding God.
他们就会有一群年轻人，他们会对他们的信仰，对神是非常
严肃。They really want to learn.
他们也知道他们也在大学里学到什么。
And in the cafeteria, they'll be sitting together.
在这大学的这个餐厅里，他们就会坐在一起。
And then there is a group that the best I can tell is a choice of college or prison.
或者是另外一群人。也会有一群人形成一个小团体。
They don't want to learn anything because they already know it all.
我形容这群人就是以后可能要进监狱的这波人，他们觉得什么都不想学，因为他已经什么都知道了。
They're never going to turn in a homework assignment the whole time they're here.
他们在学校也从来不会交一次作业。
And in 48 hours,
在四十八小时之内
，they have found each other.
他们就已经找到他们的同类了。
You understand?
明白这个意思吗？
And I can sit and watch and I can say that group of students are going to make each other wiser.
我就会指着那群就是对神对他的信仰都很严肃的人说他们以后会变得越来越智慧。
And this group are going to make each other more and more foolish.
但是这群人这个乌合之众以后他们会让他们自己变得越来越愚昧。
Why? Because we become like the people we're around.
因为我们就会变得越来越像我们周围的人。
And so as I am finishing up today, surround yourself by wise people.
所以你必须让你周围的人都是有智慧的人。
People who can speak wisdom into your life.
这些人能够对你的生活来说出智慧的言语。
And when they do that and you don't like it,
他们这样说出智慧的话，你也许并不喜欢。
Say thank you.
你还要跟他们说谢谢。
It hurts.
这个的确是伤着我了。
But I need to hear it.
但是我需要听。
And go home and storm a little bit if you need to.
回到家你要生气的话，你跺跺脚，把怒气发泄出去。
But then say God.
然后还是要对神说。
You said if I ask for wisdom, you'll give it to me.
你说神，你说过，如果我想要智慧，你就会给我。
And you gave me that person.
然后你就给了我这个人。
Maybe you gave me that husband. You gave me that wife.
也许你给了我我的先生，你给了我的太太。
Young people, you gave me those parents.
年轻人可能说，你可能给了我这样的父母。
You gave me that boss.
你给了我那样的老板。
And God, I want to become wiser by listening to them.
神，我希望我能够从倾听他们来变得更智慧。
And then listen to God, the fear of the Lord.
而且我们要敬畏神，要听神的话。
Because the fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom.
因为敬畏神就是我们智慧的根源。
And no matter how smart you become,
不管你有多聪明，
if you don't have the fear of God,
如果你不敬畏神，
you do not become wise.
你不会变得更有智慧。
The fear of God in Scripture in Proverbs is a positive term. It's not a threat.
敬畏神在这个箴言里是一个很非常积极向上的一个词，并不是害怕神，是敬畏。
The fear of God doesn't mean we're afraid of Him as our enemy.
这个敬畏并不是说我害怕他，因为他是我的敌人，不是这个意思。
It means we respect and honor Him.
而是说我们尊重神，我们要荣耀神。
We live in obedience and awe in His presence.
我们在他的这个荣光之下，我们感到敬畏。
And that fear of God, that respect, guides our life.
对神的这种尊重，这种尊荣会引导我们的人生。
It guides our daily decisions and choices.
也会引导我们每一天做的决定。
It guides us in our speech.
在我们说话的时候也会指导我们。
It guides us in every aspect of life and we become more and more wise.
在我们生活的每一个方面，它都会指导我们，让我们变得越来越有智慧。
Now, next time that we do this, I think 2 months from now, right?
大概两个月以后，可能我们还会再谈到。
I want to start looking at wisdom and how it relates to some specific areas.
我想要再看看智慧，就是在某一些特别的方面，是智慧是怎么样的。
I think in July we're going to talk about wisdom and how it relates to our role as parents.
所以大概在七月份，我会跟大家讲到智慧在我们做父母、做家长的时候是怎么样表现。
I want to look this year at wisdom and how it relates to our marriage.
而且我今年还想要看看，就是在我们的婚姻之中，智慧是怎么样体现的。
To our tongue.
我们在我们口舌讲话的时候怎么体现智慧。
And how wisdom looks in specific areas.
我们就是要讲一些在具体的某一些方面，这个智慧是怎么体现出来。
But first in this overview is.What does it mean to be wise? To know myself, to know God.
但是首先就是我们的作为一个全景来看的话，智慧是什么呢？就是要了解我自己，也要认识神，认识我自己，认识神。
And to allow Him to shape me.
允许神来塑造我。
Through His Word.
要从他的话语来塑造我。
Through correction, through those people around me.
从我周围的人，通过周围的人来指点我，指正我。
So that I begin to react.To the circumstances of life, not by saying, "Why do they do that?"
所以这样在生活之中，我遇到各样的这样的情景的时候，我就不会说他们干嘛这样对我呀。
But by saying, "What wisdom does God want to teach me through them?"
而会你还而且你相反的，你会这样问自己：通过他们这样的行为，神想要我学到什么
？And if I can begin to do that, I'll react differently.
如果我们能够这样做的话，我们也许对事物的反应就会不一样。
To the people and the challenges that come into my life.
就我们在我们生活之中，我们遇到的一些让我们觉得受到挑战的一些事情或者人都会有不同的反应。
Because I'll begin to seek wisdom through every one of those situations.
因为我从每一个生活中每一个情境，我都可以找机会来得到更多的智慧。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear God, we live in a world that is empty of wisdom.
亲爱的主，我们现在生活的时代是没有智慧的时代。
We are surrounded by, folly.
我们周围的也常常是很多的愚昧的事情。
And we are very often tempted to make foolish choices, foolish decisions.
我们也常常会受到诱惑去做出一些愚昧的决定，愚昧的选择。
Those decisions affect our marriage.
这些选择会影响我们的婚姻。
They affect our children.
影响我们的儿女。
They affect our church, our jobs.
影响我们的教会，影响我们的工作。
Would you help us to become people who are wise?
主啊，求你能帮助我们成为智慧人。
Who listen to your word?
听你的话语。
Who listen to wise counsel from those around us?
去从我们周围的人那里得到一些智慧的训诲。
People who grow in the fear of the Lord.
而且成为我们敬畏神的人。
And who through that become wise people who live in the way you want us to live.
让我们成为有智慧的人，能够活出你要我们所活的样式。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。